You're listening to episode 342 of Women Worldwide. Are you leading your business to profitability? And how will you change your financial picture? I've got a guest today who has a lot to share on this topic, so stay tuned to learn more. Hi, I'm Deirdre Breckenridge. I've spent an entire career helping women to share stories, nurture relationships, grow their brands, but most of all, to find their voices so they can make a difference. Do you feel stuck? Do you want to power up your own voice? Women Worldwide features the stories of passionate women who have navigated big career challenges and some of the toughest changes. These professionals offer deep insights and advice to inspire you and to help you uncover what's holding you back. Let Women Worldwide ignite your passion so you can excel in life. Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of Women Worldwide. Thank you for being here and for tuning in. Well, it's not only a new week, it is a new year. And we are so excited about the guests and all the advice that they'll share with you. Now, let's talk about a topic that's fitting for the new year, because as we approach a new year and as we're in the new year, we always wish prosperity for the people around us. And we think about our own prosperity. What does that mean in terms of your success and prosperity? What will you do different this year? Well, that is the segue to my very special guest today. Joining me on the show is Samantha Varner. And Samantha is the founder of She Collective. She is known as a profit coach and also a money-making business creator. She helps women entrepreneurs to develop them as leaders and to be more consistent and profitable through their businesses. Now, Samantha also has a rich background in PR and marketing, financial strategy, and business development. She's lived in three different countries, and each time she started over until she launched her business. I could go on and on about Samantha, but I think it's time that she joins the conversation. Samantha, welcome. Welcome to Women Worldwide.
Thank you so much for having me. That's a good introduction. I sound very, very fancy.
Well, we're just so happy to have you here, because anything about profit coach and understanding how to be more profitable in business and really reach that true success, I think everybody looks for that and wishes that on the people around them. So before we get started, maybe you could share, how did you get to the point where you wanted to help women and you launched this business?
Okay, so you alluded to that a little bit in terms of me living in three different countries. I am Canadian, so started my career in Canada and worked in public relations and marketing and then in business development, only to have my husband in his oil and gas job decide we were going to move to Australia, which was phenomenal. Especially as Canadians, right? Thinking about winter and thinking about Australia seemed like a great strategy. So off we went with two little kids, and we lived in Australia, had two more little kids by the time that we left there. And I had requalified in Australia and had done all the training to do the same kind of role that I was doing in Canada, only to have Mike come home and say to me, "Hey, what do you think about Houston?" And I'm like, "Houston, Texas, USA, Houston, USA." And he's like, "Yep." And I'm like, "Well, it's closer to home, right? It's not that 30-hour and time change problem that it was to keep in contact with people at home." So here we are in Texas, and I would have had to requalify again, right? And go through all of that, because my qualifications from Canada and Australia are not at all relevant in Texas. So I ended up just really digging into, what did I want to do? How did I want to do it? I had spent a huge portion of my career up to that point helping business owners, and I love it. It's been something that's been since I was a little kid, kind of sitting in my dad's office. He had a construction company. And so just watching him like be the boss, it seemed great to me. So I created a business as a turtle this time, where I could take it in a shell wherever I went and wouldn't be dependent on what border I was living in. So that's kind of how I ended up owning a business anyway, and certainly having one that is a coaching online business. So I am accessible to everybody. And more importantly, I don't have to requalify every time I move. And since then, we have stayed in Texas for the last 8 years. So
that's wonderful. Yeah. So you're creating roots in Texas. You mm-hmm. launched your company, She Collective. You've watched your dad, who is an entrepreneur. So it's not surprising that you have that entrepreneurial spirit, that bug bit you somewhere along the line. It always interests me. I'm in public relations and marketing. How much of your background did that help you in forming your business and getting it out there?
Hugely. And I think it continues to help my clients, right? Because I'm coming at it from a little bit of a different perspective. And I do my business growth and development the same way my clients do. So for me, it was about promotion. It was about getting out there and being bold and confident in that promotion. And PR teaches you, if nothing else, that you need to get out there and put your stuff out there. And granted, when I was back in public relations, it was, you know, press releases and a little bit of a different technology than what we're dealing with now. But the same holds true. If you can say confidently, this is my business, this is what I offer, this is what I solve for people, and you can do that in a way that's engaging to an audience, that's how you grow a business. And you need to have that piece along with all of the other kind of very technical pieces in a business, no matter what you're doing, in order to grow. You don't grow if you don't build that network, that audience that has access to you or starts to even know you exist.
Exactly.
So critical, right? It's absolutely
great.
Critical.
And what you said about solving problems, a lot of what we do in communications, PR, and marketing, you're sharing stories, but it's always to help someone mm-hmm. get over a hump. You're doing something that's going to change their life, their business. So true. So let's get to that topic of prosperity and mm-hmm. women, because you help women entrepreneurs. What do you think blocks women from their prosperity? And maybe you could just share a few examples of what this looks like.
Yeah, it is a huge problem that I kind of continue to battle. It's really important to me. We were talking beforehand a little bit, and I grew up in a family where there are four girls and one boy. My brother is a successful entrepreneur in his own right, but four girls, and I had a stay-at-home mom. And that, over the course of my life, I was able to see how much of a difference it made, whether or not her confidence level, her financial awareness, her ability to financially stand on her own two feet, was limited by being somebody who stayed at home with her kids and devoted really to the upbringing of all five of us crazies. That really impacted her, right? Financially. And I think not only from a what does your retirement fund look like position, but also from a confidence in the ability to provide income or to create income for herself. And so looking at some of the conversations I've had with my sisters over the years and just advice I was giving them about making sure that they were financially capable. And that doesn't have to mean you're not a stay-at-home mom. I think the absolute joy of the world right now is that you can do it and be a stay-at-home mom. You can do a business without having to spend 60 hours working and slogging away in a corporate office and still be able to financially be independent. And there's too many opportunities, I think, where your marriage doesn't last or something happens to your spouse prematurely right. than you anticipate. And just not having the confidence to go out and fend for yourself, right, is mm-hmm. so critical. So I work really hard at She Collective to provide that belief, to provide the belief in we are capable as women to make money. It's okay to make money. I think that's a huge stumbling block.
Sure.
Yeah. Entrepreneurs, women in general, often will say to me, well, I just want to make a little extra money on the side. Because somehow there's a negative connotation around, I want to make a lot of money. Yeah. Like, I want to make a lot of money. I want to make a business out of this. Right. There's hesitation. And I think working towards that, it is great to make money. It doesn't make any less of the value that you bring to the community or the services you're providing, but it doesn't have to be a charitable gift in order to be valuable. And I think sometimes women in particular, men don't have this problem as much, but women in particular feel like they shouldn't want more money for themselves, or they shouldn't want more financial security for some reason, that that's a negative thing to do. So we work really hard. I work really hard with clients to embrace the fact that making a lot of money is a totally reasonable thing. And you should go out and do it if that's what you're so inclined to do. And it's not a negative.
Exactly. Now, you mentioned, this is interesting, financial awareness. Mm-hmm. So how do you become financially aware? Maybe somebody, as a woman, as a business owner, actually thinks they are financially aware, but you don't know what you don't know. So mm-hmm. how do you help somebody to become more financially aware?
I think a lot of it is opening ourselves up to those conversations. So finance and money and income, all those things are so taboo in culture still a little bit. I think we often will have conversations about other things that would be considered taboo before you would say the money thing. The money is almost last on the table,
right?
Of the things we're still willing to talk about. So I think what I'm hopefully doing is creating a space where women are getting challenged about money. There's a lot of conversations about, why do you think that? Why is that your perception? What do you know about this? And creating a safe enough space that they can say, I don't know much about that, or I'm not sure, so that we can open that dialogue and let them know it's okay to not know the answer.
Right. And to be able to ask, if you don't know something, to ask those questions and not to feel uncomfortable, not to feel less than somebody else, not to feel like it's a silly or a stupid question, that I can see is definitely a way to grow this financial awareness. That as a first step is not that it sounds easier, but it sounds like, oh, I can do that. Are there any other steps to that changing and creating the consistent profitability? What does that look like? I'm sure that takes hard work.
It can. But I think it's two things that I think are really important. And I think the first is actually tracking your money. So not being scared to continually know where you're at, even though you don't want to. And so often it's a conversation around, do you track your money? No. Okay, let's start at the beginning. Here's how we track our money. And it doesn't have to be a complicated software. It doesn't have to be anything fancy. It can very much be a spreadsheet of like, what is my money coming in? From whom did it come? Where is my money going out? That's it. But keeping your eyes on those numbers make a radical difference in just your comfort level.
Absolutely. Do you know, I'm going to share this. One of my first businesses with partners, I remember the partner who handled the finances, and he was only tracking the money coming in and not the money going out and, you know, where the money was being allocated. And that is a financial nightmare. That changed quickly. It did, mm-hmm. but I could see how certain people might just say, might be looser on that. Yeah. And you can't be. You absolutely cannot be.
No, I don't think you should be. And I think if it becomes habitual, right, it can be something that the same as all the other things in our business that we have to do. We have our client deliverables, we have our social media, whatever we're doing, it can be the same where it's like, okay, it's the first Tuesday of the month. And I know I go through and I evaluate this every first Tuesday and that's it. It doesn't have to be complicated, but it can't be avoided because it just continues to build up and build up. And it feels bigger than it ever is. If you leave it, you know, kind of do that ostrich with the head in the sand thing, just doesn't work long-term, right?
No. That's a recipe for disaster. Absolutely. So maybe you can share with everything that you've been doing with female entrepreneurs. I'm sure you're learning as you go as well. Mm-hmm. Did you ever have some kind of an aha or even an uh-oh moment that really stuck with you and was a valuable lesson that you want to share with women worldwide?
Yeah. And it's kind of funny because it's not even necessarily money related, but I really, really rebelled against the concept of mindset. So when I first started my business, I don't know whether this is as, I don't know, maybe it's a bit of a type A personality. Maybe it's a bit of like, I'm an action taker. I will just do the tasks and get it done and that will create the results. And it took me years to come around to all of the different people that were telling me, listen, your mindset, your belief level, your understanding of your brain is actually creating the thoughts and then that's creating the results. It took me forever to even believe it wasn't just some crazy woo-woo concept. And then to actually start implementing, you know, some more mindset work in my own business, let alone my coaching. And I think it just goes to show two things. One, I think mindset's really important and I'm 100% on board now, but it wasn't easy for me to begin with. And I think the other thing is knowing as business owners, everything grows as you grow. Mm-hmm. So was my coaching as exceptional 5 years ago as it is today? It absolutely wasn't. And the same goes for all of our businesses, right? Ideally, we are exactly as you said, growing as our businesses grow. And as we learn more things, get more experienced, learn what we don't know and actually implement it in our business. But I think I look back and think, I wonder where my business would be now if I had embraced mindset when I very first kind of came up against it. So yeah, that's one of those things where I'm like, I wonder.
Well, on the note of mindset, I think it's so much more than just saying what your mindset should be, but it's the belief in the mindset. So the thoughts and the beliefs that really sink into not just consciously what you're saying, but your subconscious, that's when everything changes and things start to play out in a really wonderful way. So yes, definitely to mindset. And I love that you speak of learning and growing. That's the forever student and you never get it done. We're always going to be learning and growing.
There's always another podcast. Mm-hmm.
Yes, absolutely. So maybe you might just share, I'm sure your clients keep you motivated every single day, but is there something that truly inspires you that has you doing what you're doing, sticking with it, and feeling like this is my life's purpose?
That's a good question. I think for me, it's twofold. I think it's that I love nothing more. If you talk to my friends or my family, I am going to talk business and it is like in my DNA to want to have those conversations and kind of have that dialogue around what's working, what's not working. Well, have you tried this? What if you tweak that? What if you, it's just the way my brain works and it's something that I can't turn off. So that helps. The fact that I love it, the fact that I absolutely like eat, sleep and breathe, that's just the way my brain works. So it makes it really easy to get up and do it every day. I think the secondary thing is, I was talking to a client about this morning, actually, and she was saying that she's having some mom guilt around working on her business and her kids are pushing back and saying, mom, all you do is work. And I've had that too. And I came to a conclusion with my kids and they are 13, 11, 9, and 8. So there's a lot of them and there's lots of opinions. But I kind of said to them, like, listen, this is my dream. This is what I'm trying to build. And I painted the picture of my long-term vision for them. And now my youngest, Harrison, will come in and say, hey, how's our business going? I'm going to work with you.
That's adorable.
He's so cute. He wants to be a professional soccer player. But when he's not at a game or a practice, he's going to work with me.
That's so awesome.
It's so good because now he's super invested in the growth of the business and very interested in it, but not from a space of, mom, this is taking you away from me, but mom, this is so cool that it's, oh, you got another client. Oh, that's so cool, mom. And just, I think that helps, right? To have them on board. My husband's incredibly supportive and always has been, but having the kids on board, they cheer you on in a way that's different than anybody else, I think. And I've got to get this company big enough that I can employ Harrison when he's a big boy. So
yes, absolutely. I think the more you can blend and involve your family, the better off. I remember my daughter Megan would be stuffing press kits and when we were doing brand building campaigns, you know, creating the packages that would go out on behalf of our clients. And I also remember my stepchildren and Megan participating in a commercial in New York City that we were filming. So yeah, they get them interested and invested, and it just makes it such a happy experience for everybody. Mm-hmm. I was just going to ask you, you seem very calm. There's this calm aura about you. Here you are, four children, right? You have a booming business. Do you ever have to take a step back and breathe and kind of navigate those challenges? Or you ever feel stressed?
Oh yeah. I have four kids. I definitely feel stressed. It's just that they're at school right now. So all things are neutral in my house right now.
It's only the dog in the backyard.
It's only the dog barking his head off. Otherwise we're good. I definitely do, right? I think it's really important to realize that every single entrepreneur, and myself included, wakes up and feels like I have no idea what I'm doing, or maybe it's not working anymore, or that was the last person that was ever going to hire me as a coach. I've tapped out all my knowledge or my expertise or my ability to sell a coaching package. That happens to the best of us, and it happens to me, right? So there is a lot of grace and forgiveness with that mentality of just trying to remember that, yes, I could do the 10,000 things I have, but I'm going to do three of them. I'm going to do them well, and then I'm going to let myself rest. I've gotten much better at that as I've gotten older, right? Back in the corporate world, I was like, if I work 40 hours, I'll make this much money. If I work 60 hours, I should make that much more money. Now I realize that is not a necessary equation, right? It is not time in equals dollars made. That is not a factor. It can be a factor at the front end of the business, right? If you're not working enough, you can have trouble generating income. But I have realized now that the rest part of it and the planning and the big vision CEO thinking, as opposed to the being the employee in my business, just chugging through all the tasks, is the more important use of my time for the most part. So that helps. And I think just realizing that with four kids, my life is very busy. So my business is very important, but it comes probably secondary to my chauffeuring and making sure there's groceries in the house because people are not happy if there's no food.
No.
And trying to churn through the laundry that seems to be an endless, painful situation at our house. But
oh, absolutely. Four kids, definitely. Well, I like that you said grace and forgiveness. That's so important. That's something that we should all do as entrepreneurs. And I can hardly believe I'm going to ask you for parting advice. You've shared so much advice already, but what do you want to tell the Women Worldwide Network that they can look forward to, or what they can do to find that prosperity, success, and of course, profitability?
Mm-hmm. I think the number one thing I would say to everybody listening is evaluate what is working in your business, what is creating income for you right now, and focus your tasks there. Instead of, we get so distracted by that shiny object or the thing that that person over there is doing that seems to be successful. Instead of really, really digging deep on the thing that works for us, whatever that looks like, because it is different for everybody, and doing more of that. That's most often the thing that we enjoy too, right? So just because everybody seems to be, I don't know, on Twitter and tweeting, and that seems to be creating business for them. If you hate Twitter, don't do Twitter. Don't do Twitter. Do the thing that you love, whatever that is. Really, really focus on that and evaluate that. So know where your dollars are coming from beyond just the people, but where did those people come from? So where are you actually creating income from in your business? And then work harder in that area, get better at that piece of your business, and you'll see a direct reflection in the bottom line, which is important.
Love it. That is great advice. Focus and then evaluate. You're just going to get more of what you love. Well, Samantha, last question, and it is an easy one. Where can people find out more about you and your work?
Okay. The first place I'm going to say is I have launched a podcast in the last beginning of November. So not that long ago. So come and find me on all of the places that podcasts exist. It's pretty much everywhere. The podcast name is She Needs Grit. So it's an easy one to remember.
Nice.
Yep. And we talk all about these kind of topics, right? So getting right into how to build your business and find that confidence and make more money, which is the most important thing. Otherwise, I'm on Instagram. You can find me at Samantha and Varner. So that will be in the show notes, I'm sure, but you can definitely find me on Instagram.
That's great. Samantha, thank you so much for coming on the show, for sharing really good insights and advice. We appreciate you.
Thank you. I appreciate being on the show. It's always great to have a conversation like this. So thank you for having me.
Oh, my pleasure. And thank you to all of you for tuning in to Women Worldwide. You know what I always say? Keep the feedback coming and the conversations going. And please subscribe to our YouTube channel so you can always receive the video version of Women Worldwide. Okay, friends, until our next episode, stay focused, energized, and feeling empowered. Thank you.